7:39, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy Tuesday. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. Some weeks we don't have an awful lot of material, and then other weeks we have, like we had last week, which is an enormous amount of incidents, unfortunately. Beginning with Tuesday, right after you and I got done talking, we found out that there had been a three people shot over on Diego Circle off of Massachusetts Ave. That you guys think is maybe retaliatory for the other incidents?
Yeah, we're obviously investigating it. We do believe it is retaliatory from the triple homicide that we had a couple weeks ago.
That was the one outside the party where the two guys snuck
through
the yard. Okay.
Yeah, so we think this is because the people that we're hearing may be involved in the first one. We're also involved in as victims of the second one. So we're looking at that. We talked about this whenever we first announced the triple homicide, was that we were concerned about retaliation because we weren't getting some good information from witnesses and some family members and such, and they're not really being forthcoming with us, so we were concerned that they were going to try to take matters into their own hands, and we were encouraging them not to do that, to let us know and to put people in jail so people can stop hurting each other.
And you guys have a car, but no suspects in this case. Is that right?
We were looking for a car. We did find the car. We do have the car in our possession.
It was a drive-by shooting in Diego Circle.
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, they pulled into it's a one-way street.
Yeah, it's just a little cul-de-sac,
L-shaped
basically. Yeah,
thing. And they pulled up, opened the door, and started shooting at some specific people.
Okay.
And they get in the car, and then they leave. So we did have a vehicle description, which we actually put out to the public, and then we did collect that car, and now we're still investigating it. We do have some leads, and we're asking if anyone has more information, please let us know.
Okay. I know there was a lot of conversation about, that's close to the school, and that's, Aris Drive is over there, and that's pretty close to what used to be Truman Arms is now, Oakfield Terrace? Is that the name of the? No.
Yes.
That's okay.
Rosewood Terrace.
Rosewood
Terrace.
What I thought was, this is notoriously an area. I mean, this is a really, the county's coming in there and bulldozed houses to stop the problems, right? This is a historically really bad. And so in some ways it's almost like, well, yeah, this is bad, but this is less than there had been before, right? I mean.
Well, the Aris Boulevard dead ends.
Yeah.
And there's a small wooded area that separates that from what used to be Truman Arms. And if you recall, 30 years ago, there was a big wall and some barbed wire fence on top of it because they were having so much trouble in what was then called Truman Arms. Again, I was at the Pensacola Police Department at the time. This has been a challenge for law enforcement for decades.
I mean, my wife and I would go bicycling all the time, okay? And, I remember, knowing enough not to bicycle in Diego Circle, not knowing enough to not bicycle on Aris Boulevard, but when we got back in there, it was because, you bike enough places, you know where you shouldn't be. We realized pretty quickly we shouldn't have been there. I mean, that's just, it's a rough area. I mean, bad stuff happens, which is sad for the residents there who are good people and the kids who grew up there. But also people are, I don't know, kind of the reaction to this is, oh my God, buy a school.
Well, I can tell you, we have spent a lot of time in Aris Boulevard, Diego Circle,
right.
A lot of our attentions.
Right.
Over the last couple of years since I've been the sheriff, and certainly in the years prior. We spend a lot of time there. Proactive enforcement. We do a lot of, we work with Delarian Pogue, a friend of mine who has a church right down the street, and we have had many meetings with them about what to do and how we can help with, with the kids and just with the community at large. And I think that we're making some progress, but again, this retaliatory shooting, people coming from other neighborhoods to that neighborhood, it's difficult for us to pinpoint exactly when that's going to take place.
That's not ShotSpotter area, is it?
No.
Okay. But you do have cameras, I assume. Or
there may or may not be cameras.
There's lots of places that have cameras, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You also, in that vicinity, you had a 16-year-old, a teenager, got stabbed on Massachusetts, right? And that sort of in that area also?
Yeah, we got a call on Massachusetts Avenue, which is a big road, obviously. But,
right.
And I don't know the exact address of where he was stabbed, but he got into a fight with a large group of people and one or two of those individuals end up stabbing him. It's not life-threatening. we're still working on gathering who all was there, because again, as we have large groups of people, or it's sometimes difficult or it's challenging for us to determine exactly which one pulled the knife and which one did the cutting. So,
but not related. We're investigating. Not you don't think. Related.
No. This seems like a spontaneous. I can't say it was a party, but certainly a gathering.
Okay.
And ended up, the result was an argument and a stabbing.
In other news, but still bad news. You had yesterday or the day before, you had an elderly couple that. Apparently, it's a murder, suicide. A family member left the home and came back and found him. Is this right?
Yeah, we don't usually talk about suicides, but right. Murder suicides obviously get the attention of the community.
And it's a pretty noteworthy, sad case, right?
As well, yeah. The report, as I understand it, was that there's an elderly couple, and then their daughter was there to take care of them. The daughter
like
went 80, to the store.
Like elderly.
Yeah, they were in the 80s. Okay. Yeah, and at least one was in poor health, and. The daughter left and came back, and there was a note on the garage door said, call the police, don't go inside. Unfortunately, when we go inside, we see that it looks like the male had shot his wife and then turned the gun on himself. So it's just a terribly tragic situation all around.
And you and I, you know, obviously for the daughter, unbelievable trauma. And then we talk many times about the psychological challenges for your folks and for, you know, the medical examiner and for EM, just what they see, what they encounter, you know, for you and me talking about it on the radio, it's for them, it's direct visual horror, right?
Well, to me, it's almost impossible to not put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, do you have elderly parents or elderly grandparents? It's difficult to just put that out of your mind and go very next call to, you know, and be
reset to
courteous
normal.
Hey, how are you doing? How can we help? And that's why credit really goes to the men and women in law enforcement that are able to do that. And that's why we have to continue to support them as much as we can.
I don't know how they don't carry baggage across. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when these stories happen and they have carried trauma with them or baggage with them, it's almost surprising that doesn't happen more often, because it's so easy to understand how that would influence your day, your life, your everything you react to in the future. Other news, you had a very concerning incident of a person who stole a car, but that was only the beginning of the story.
Yeah, a dude decides to steal a car from a relative of his who reported it. So he's driving this Cadillac Escalade that he had stolen, and I guess he's driving a little bit crazy, so he ends up crashing into the storage building of the Haji Shrine. And when he does that, he tears up the tire on the car that he stole. They weren't even supposed to be in. So he decides he's going to get the tire fixed, because he needs the tire fixed. So he drives down 9 Mile Road, and he finds a tire store, pulls in a tire store to get the tire fixed, and looks over and sees a Jeep and decides, I think I'll steal that Jeep instead. So
he
steals the Jeep. Yeah, well, one's got four good tires and one's got three good
tires. Well, at least apparently. The stolen car, the owner's got to be happy it was already at the tire store.
It was perhaps. anyway, so he gets
so
in
the Jeep.
So we're
on vehicle number
steals,
two. Okay.
Yeah, he steals a Jeep. And then he's taken off, and we get the call, obviously, and our deputies are in the area, and we find it. We see the Jeep, and he decides he's going to run from us, but we do a pit maneuver on him, end up stopping him really quick. He refuses to get out, so we pull him out of the car with the help of some citizens. People pitched in.
Good for them.
This is a great community. And so we cuff him and put him in jail, and so he's charged with all of those things. Stealing cars left and right, and running from the cops and resisting cops and, you know, all that bad stuff.
I have to ask, drugs?
We didn't find any drugs in her.
No. That's now. Actually discouraging, I think, in a way, because at least then you could blame it on that. All right. And then you had what was maybe the more entertaining side of the news, but maybe not. I don't know. You went to serve a warrant, and you found a guy doing laundry.
So, yeah. You know, growing up, you always think hide and seek. There's a good spot here. You always look at the washer and the dryer and thinking, should I? And we always, in my mind, no, I'm not going to climb into that. However, that piece of information didn't really mean everyone, because some people still think
not everybody
idea.
Got that note
right. So, guy's been wanted. Let's see here. His name is David. David Jackson. He had a warrant for shooting into an occupied dwelling from March, and we get a tip that he's at this particular house, so we go there and can't find him, and we end up, after searching the rest of the house in the laundry room, lo and behold, they check the dryer, and they open up the dryer, and he's... Now, here's the thing. What is he going to do now? He's basically
hard to flee from there.
In fact, our deputy took a picture of him, for evidence or purposes, obviously. And so we got it. It's like he can't just jump out. You can't go out the back of the dryer.
Right.
So you got to come back out.
How did a grown man fit into a dryer?
You know, I'm not sure how tall he was, but if you look at the pictures that we posted on social media, that he looks like he's sort of too big to fit in a dryer.
Yeah.
And I guess people that have claustrophobia now are thinking, no way.
Right.
There's no way. You know, a lot of comments on our social media, should have turned it on and tumble dryer and all that kind of stuff.
Fluff and fold arrest.
Anyways, but we had a little bit of fun with the story ourselves. But
or maybe he knew he was going to jail and he was doing a little adversity conditioning to get used to the small space. That's no? Okay.
All right. Yeah, I don't know.
So, hey, just a quick question, because I did not watch the Board of County Commissioners meeting yesterday, so I don't even know if we approved this or not, but they were looking at putting in some new rules regarding anchoring and mooring of boats anywhere in proximity to piers and paddle launches and things like that. I know my wife and I were just paddle boarding out on Pensacola Beach and Little Sabine the other day, and you know where there's a little launch over there on the west side of the road, there were two boats were like within 40 feet. They would have been in violation. It's like a $500 fine or something. What I noted in the copy was in the backup was that you guys are tasked with enforcement between you and code enforcement. But you guys, did the county consult with you on enforceability for any of this stuff? Did they ask? Because to me, that's, you know, they can pass the law. They don't have to consult, but I would think they would want to find out if this is an enforceable. Did they consult with you guys at all on these things?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
And they may not have passed yesterday. Like I said, I didn't watch the meeting.
Well, and while they do put sheriff's office and or mm-hmm. code enforcement, their intent may have been that code enforcement will do
be the primary,
and they work for them. So that, fair enough, may be why they would do that. But no, I'm not aware of this.
Okay. Last one, and this is it's a sad note, but it's also, I think, kind of a tribute to your agency. Most law enforcement agencies, certainly in this area, every year do a memorial service, and you guys did this last Wednesday. Is that right?
Yeah, last Wednesday was actually the day of the law enforcement appreciation and memorial day, and we had our event on that day. It was very well attended. We appreciate the community coming out. The other elected officials came out to help us pay tribute and to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. They gave their lives for our community, and I think it's altogether fitting that we continue to mention their names, to mention what they've done for us, and we have this granite wall, and we have their names etched on it. We actually have two canines that were killed by gunshot wounds in line of duty as well, which is kind of rare, fortunately.
Yeah.
But yes, we pay tribute to the deputies and to the two canines that have been killed during the 200 plus years in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
I think that it's for a military town, but also for a town that cares about law enforcement and wants to continue to honor them. It's all part of our culture of trying to understand and also showing that, you know, you matter and that we appreciate the work.
Yeah, oh, they care about service. Yeah.
Absolutely. There was one last, just a quick one. There was a story about how Hellcats are being stolen more frequently. The souped up Chargers. It is a Charger, I believe. Anyway, Charger Hellcats. Have we had that? A Challenger? See, I can never keep them straight, so I apologize. But the Hellcats are the souped up ones. Have you guys had that happen here in the county at all?
We've had two reported in our area. I don't know that it's a trend or anything.
Sure.
I mean, we oftentimes have similar cars that are stolen. There, you can look at the, the statistics, and there are some, I don't know, Dodges or Toyotas. They're the most stolen cars, but we have had, which is kind of odd. We have had two Dodge Challenger Hellcats stolen in the last couple of months. So I don't know what they're doing with them. The last one was stolen was bright orange. I'm actually I know the owner of that particular car. And I've seen that car around, so I if it's around, we'll see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, the chase may be a little challenging for us, but I can tell you, maybe we'll have to.
A little challenging, really? A little challenging?
What?
A little hellish? All right, fine. My one thought is it maybe, like, they get proficient at something and it's easier to steal a kind of car they know how to steal, do you think?
We're looking to see if there's rumor has it there are some ways that they can
like a hack
get in,
kind of thing.
You know, hack into the car
gotcha.
And then change some things around in there and drive it away. So we're looking into that, but that may be something that may or may not be taking place here.
Okay.
We do know that they're nationwide. There are people that can clone some keys and do different mm-hmm. things, and we're looking mm-hmm. to see if that's a way that they may have done this. You know, may have come to town to specifically look for those cars, and then they're wandering throughout the country doing the same thing.
Gotcha. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for what you do leading the organization, keeping us safe, and spending some time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.